Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, April 8th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Jody McIntyre, the president of the Commerce Humane Association. Birthdays, silent movie star Mary Pickford, born this day in 1893. Olympic skating champ and movie star Sonia Heine, born April 8th, 1912. Boston Celtics star John Havlicek is 74 today. One of the NBA's iconic moments, Celtics Sixers, 1965.
5 seconds left. Boston only has a one-point lead.
Greer is putting the ball on a play. He gets it out deep, and Havlicek steals it.
On this day in history, quite a day for sports. April 8th, 1974, Hank Aaron passes Babe Ruth as the all-time home run king of Major League Baseball. This is Milo Hamilton on Braves Radio.
Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7-15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
In 1990, grunge rock icon Kurt Cobain is discovered dead in his home near Seattle. From CNN.
Nirvana lead singer Kurt Cobain is dead. The grunge musician was found at his Seattle home today with a shotgun wound to the head, and police report a suicide note was found nearby. They haven't officially identified the body yet. Cobain's mother said he'd been missing 6 days and she'd feared he was dead.
Number one on the charts this day in 1964, John, Paul, George, and Ringo again with Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't buy me love. Makes you feel all right. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. 'Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love.
On the KETR events calendar, registration is taking place for Commerce ISD, kindergarten, and pre-K children for the 2014-2015 school year today from 8:30 to 2, and tomorrow, Wednesday, April 9th, from 12 to 6:30. Call Allison Walker with questions, 903-886-3757, 903-886-3757. Commerce Kindergarten and Pre-K registration today and tomorrow. And for more information, see events at KETR.org. Our thought for the day is from Benjamin Franklin. Beauty and folly are old companions. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Jody McIntyre, the president of the Commerce Humane Association. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Jody, I wanted to ask you about the story in the news since the last time we talked, City of Commerce Animal Shelter becoming a no-kill shelter. And I suppose that's good news, but they have some challenges as well in adopting that approach.
You know, anytime a shelter can reduce its euthanasia rates, we're all in a win-win situation. No kill is really hard for a municipal shelter to achieve because you have to get your euthanasia rate below 10%. Our city shelter's job, their mission to do, is to keep our streets safe. So if we as citizens don't spay and neuter and take care of our animals, keep them put up, then the shelters are going to fill up and they have no option but to euthanize because they can only hold so many dogs. It would be a lovely world if we can achieve a no-kill municipal shelter. But it's not going to be achieved just by rescues like us pulling as many dogs as we can pull. It's going to be the citizens that are going to have to step up and be responsible for their pets for us to achieve that.
Mm-hmm. And we should make the distinction that, of course, there's the City of Commerce Animal Shelter, and then the Commerce Humane Association shelter that you operate is actually located in Wolf City.
That's correct. And we pull directly from the municipal shelters. Our mission is Euthanasia Row. We walk the shelters and we take every dog we can every week to keep that euthanasia rate down. We are being successful. We are moving that euthanasia rate down. But again, if we don't get the help of the public, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Spay and neuter.
Spay and neuter.
You mentioned is the big thing. And you were saying last time you wished that the City of Commerce shelter, and I'm sure all municipal shelters, would spay and neuter these dogs as they come in.
That's right. When you adopt out of your city shelter an animal that's not altered and you send it out to breed, you're just bringing more dogs into the system. Mm-hmm. So it's a bad situation. And right now at our shelter, we're doing male cats for free because a male cat will produce roughly 1,000 kittens in a breeding season. Mm. So I want everybody to go out there and round up all those males and get them over to us. Let's get them snipped.
Good. How many municipal shelters would you say do spay and neuter the animals that come to them?
95%.
Most of them do then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Commerce just happens to be under the citizen cap, the population cap, to be able to not.
I see. It has to do with how big the city is then. Okay,
that's good.
Right. Jody McIntyre, president of the Commerce Humane Association, is who we're talking with right now. I saw a story recently in the news about a dog. It's a Chihuahua Dachshund mix, and you call that what?
It's a Chiweenie.
A Chiweenie. I love that. And this dog was belonged to a family in Killeen in Central Texas, and somehow went missing and was found 3 days later in Ohio in an animal shelter. And obviously, somebody picked him up in a car and carried him that far. But the way they found him was he had a microchip embedded, I suppose, just under his skin, right?
It goes right between the shoulder blades.
Is that how it works?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just describe that and explain that, how that works.
It's very painless. It's a surgical procedure because you're really putting a little chip in that's about the size of a grain of rice. Most of the dogs don't even feel it. It's less than an injection, in my opinion, because the needle's so sharp. The big thing with the microchip, when a dog gets lost and it strays up into your yard, the first thing the person who finds that dog does is they go out and take the collar off to go in and call the vet off the rabies tag. When they come back out, the dog's gone. So it's lost all of its identity.
Mm.
The dog can't talk for itself. That microchip, you can put your information, the dog's vaccinations, any medical history. So if your dog ends up 100 miles away and needs to be on insulin, they know as soon as they call that information in. It's wonderful. The state of Texas will eventually pass the law that all dogs and cats have to be microchipped because their rabies information will go directly on that chip. So if a dog is in a bite situation, the cop can immediately pull up and say, this is a vaccinated or a non-vaccinated dog. They know immediately what they need to do in that instance.
How much is it? How much is the cost of the microchip?
We charge $15. But I've seen as high as 175.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Jody, tell listeners how they can get in contact with you, what the best way, if they're either interested in adopting a pet or for any reason.
Okay. Our phone number is 903-496-2412, or you can email us at commercepets@yahoo.com.
Okay, good. And do you have a Facebook page?
We do. Uh-huh. It's under Barchard Shelter. If you've adopted from us, put your pictures out there. Right now we've got a contest going to vote for the dogs for the calendar, so go vote.
Jody McIntyre, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
You're welcome.
And Jody is the president of the Commerce Humane Association, of course. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.